It has been less than a year since the Supreme Court ruled the legalization of gay marriage in all 50 states. Over the past several decades alone, tolerance towards alternative lifestyles have become much more prevalent. There isn't any doubt that the terminologies of one's own sexuality has branched out tremendously. According to a Teen Health article, sexual identity is so complex and fluid that it can be hard for someone to fully describe themselves in one label or word. Many people these days don't fall between strictly being gay or straight. As the LGBT community becomes more recognizable, people are feeling more comfortable in embracing orientations such as pansexuality and asexuality. There is, however, still much more work to be done in working towards acceptance and understanding. David Bowie, Billy Joe Armstrong, Evan Rachel Woods, these are all celebrities who have one thing in common. They all identify themselves as bisexual. Bisexuality means being attracted to both men and women. According to a Huffington Post article, college is the time to branch out and find your goals and desires. Sophomore C.J. Trouse said it took him some time to discover his bisexuality, but he is glad he reached a level of understanding with himself.
Well, I think it started more in high school for me. I always felt a little different than everybody else in my high school. It was a more traditional, very conservative kind of school, and I kind of saw myself as an outcast, and then it started with, you know, just listening to different music, other things like that. And then I started hanging out with people that had different sexualities, and then I started, you know, realizing that I didn't feel the traditional way that I was always taught as a kid. I didn't really jump into it. I felt that way, but I never really did anything until I got to college. And then I started doing a little bit more of experimenting. And I think that's when I finally came to total terms with my sexuality.
Trow said, unfortunately, there are many myths and false assumptions that people label with bisexuality. He said he notices these assumptions both outside of the LGBT community as well as within the community.
I feel like everybody, if you're on one end of the spectrum, whether you're straight or gay, they feel like those people in the middle need to just pick a side and go with that. But I feel like it's a little bit more complex than that. With everything else in our world, there's not just, you know, a right and a left. There's always a lot of intermingling. And I feel like in that community, I feel like it's kind of hypocritical to say pick a side, because people think differently, and, you know, there's always room for more than just one thing.
Being bisexual offers few limitations. Trouse said the beauty of bisexuality is that it offers variety. He said people can find different levels of attraction between both men and women.
I think some people are a little bit more akin to women, a little bit more akin to men. I think it just depends on the person. I actually personally feel I'm a little bit more smack dab in the middle than anything. I can't really say, like, I really am more attracted to either side. I feel like there's just bits and pieces of people that I like from each gender.
Trouse said he is in a happy relationship with his girlfriend, Cheyenne Rydell. Rydell said she had a difficult time coming out to her friends and family in her hometown as well.
My parents are very religious, so every time I thought about it, I would just kind of push it out of my head. I have a little sister. She said that she told my parents that she likes both, and that was totally wrong, and they tried to pray it away. I never said anything to anybody. I just kind of got it out of my mind. But then once I moved away from them and, like, really started thinking about it, I don't think it's wrong anymore. I'm okay with it.
Trouse said he cannot stand when people assume that just because someone has settled down with another person that they are no longer bisexual.
I don't think me being bisexual ends because I'm in a relationship with a woman. I just think I found someone that's important to me that I want to be with, and it's just that person that I'm with, but that doesn't change who I am as a person, and it doesn't make me more inclined in either direction.
It hasn't always been easy for Trouse to open up to other partners about his sexuality.
Well, I know in a previous relationship, when I spoke to one of my previous girlfriends about being bisexual, she automatically thought I was less faithful of a person because I was interested in another sex. And I think that's horrible to think that I won't be faithful just for that reason. And I definitely deal with that. I think a lot of people think that bisexuality is just a phase that college girls go through, because everyone sees, like, bisexual and they see, like, the random sorority girl making out with another sorority girl, and they're like, oh, they're just going through a phase, you know, once they get out of college, you know, it'll end and it'll be over. But I don't think being attracted to both genders is exactly a phase or, like, a way to move towards one side. I think it's its own separate classification.
Because of this stigma, Trow believes it can be harder for guys to come out as bisexual.
It is harder for men to do because everyone thinks if a man's attracted to another man, they're gay. That's it. Period. End of the story. You know, they can't be attracted to women anymore. That's not how it works at all. all. I feel like it's definitely a little bit more of a challenge, but it's also a challenge for women because people just figure if you're not a lesbian, then you're just looking for someone to pay attention to you, regardless of who it is.
Trow believes it is important to educate and spread the word about bisexuality. He would like to see more outreach from students about this issue.
If you talk to the average person, I feel like they don't think bisexuality is a thing. I think people don't take it seriously at all. I think that's the biggest problem with it, is that people aren't taking it seriously. I think it needs to come out more. Like, I think more people need to realize that they are that way and that it's okay that they're bisexual. And I think if more people came out and said that they're bisexual, I think if we built a little bit more of a community around it, then I think we could actually educate people on the fact that it's okay to like both the genders and not be classified in one certain direction.
It is important for others to be understanding of alternative lifestyles, and college is a good way to find where you stand with others. Those that have any questions or want to feel a part of a welcoming community can join the LGBTQIA allies at Texas State. For KTSW News, I'm Clayton Kelly.